The community was activated after state lawmaker Tammy Wilson of North Pole partially described the incident during a press conference in Juneau. She criticized the school's discipline policy.
Some boys entered the girls' bathroom. I don't care why the boys were in the bathroom. I hear there was some kind of protest going on, but it doesn't matter. And a girl kneed the boy, feeling threatened. They were blocking her way.
Wilson said the girl had been suspended for using too much force. But federal privacy law prevents schools from revealing student information, including who was disciplined for what. Superintendent Karen Gaborik released a statement about the incident, and it was updated this week on the school district website. That was not enough to satisfy commenters who had come to ask the district to protect students' rights. Hayden Neville testified the action of the boys trying to enter the girls' bathroom was intentional harassment and bullying of the transgender student who used the boys' bathroom.
Forcing a transgender person to use the bathroom that they are not comfortable in is inflicting emotional distress. Furthermore, the action of the cisgender boys affects all transgender students at North Pole High School, and in fact, all transgender students in the district, as well as transgender staff. So let us be clear, this was not an act of protest, this was an act of bullying.
The school district's non-discrimination policy was passed in 1980. It was revised to include sexual expression in 2014 and hasn't changed in the last 5 years. Brandy Howard testified that there's a lot of wrong information about the incident on social media.
A lot of wrong information, and a lot of adults that are making assumptions based off of this wrong information and calling children despicable things.
Reverend Leslie Ahuva-Fields says there was an uptick in teens in her congregation approaching her this week.
I'm here representing these kids and also their parents and guardians. No child should have to be afraid when they go to school. Bullying against trans students contributes to the astronomical suicide rate among these precious children.
Fred Sayers asked the district to reassess the policy that allows students to use bathrooms of the gender they identify with. He said it creates a risky environment for all students, including trans students.
Putting students of the opposite sex in the same bathroom is only asking for trouble. This incident last week resulted in a boy get kicked in the groin. This was a violent response to a boy in the girl's bathroom. I cannot say that I would have my daughter do anything different, but I ask you, did that girl know if that boy was transitioning or had permission to use the girl's bathroom?
Superintendent Karen Gaborik reported that every school employee wants students to be safe.
Our transgender students do work with school administrators and counselors to make restroom choices. We approach that on a very individual basis, and I appreciate the input that we need to continue to look at this.
She thanked the audience for the tenor of their comments, with everyone listening to each other, and reminded them that student discipline processes are confidential.
I think it's important for everybody to understand that every single student has due process rights, and it's really important that we protect the integrity of that process.
Gaborik explained there is an appeal option for students and families who don't agree with discipline measures, a first step with a hearing officer, and a second step with the Board of Education. She wouldn't say if any families involved in this incident are taking advantage of the appeal process, but did say first steps have been scheduled this week. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.